Thank you. Listen to Scream Therapy, a show about the link between punk rock and mental health, hosted by me, Jason Schurz. I've been part of the music scene for more than 30 years. I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, and my whole life was thrown sideways. As part of my recovery, I've slowly returned to the music that I love. Join me and my resilient guests for no-holds-barred conversations right here on CJSF 90.1 FM, Simon Fraser University, Thursdays at 12:30 a.m. And until then, take care and be well.
Democracy Now, hosted by award-winning independent journalist Amy Goodman. Tune in to your daily progressive news, aired Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on CJSF.
Live in studio from the basement of the Sub, high atop Burnaby Mountain. This is the home of Burnaby Rock Show here on CJSF. CJSF is the campus community radio of Simon Fraser University, broadcasting from Coast Salish territory, specifically of the Squamish, Tsleil Waututh, and Stolo. I am back here. I'm with Chris.
Hey.
Do that again. Let me make sure you're on air.
Hey.
Okay, I'm going to turn you up even more. Chris.
Hello.
Oh, you're perfect. That's great. So, yeah, again, we'll just recap. We'll go through the set there very quickly. Started that with, that was Yusu. That's local stuff, right? Is she from here or from China or both?
Both.
Both, okay. That's from Yellow River Blue. I think she has new stuff. Does she have new stuff out yet?
Honestly, I haven't been keeping track of that stuff.
After that was Leah Bertucci. Then it was Grizzly Bear. And then Fitness from Edmonton, followed by Furnace Face from Ottawa. Jay Riotard, Printhead, Brandon Saucier again, and then TV Repairman. Are you into that Aussie punk stuff, Chris? Have you heard about the Aussie punk? It's like a thing now. I saw a band from France describe themselves as Aussie punk. And
like Eddie Current, Suppression Ring type.
They're an older band. Like, yeah. They've been around for a while. They're like UMI. I don't know if that's like the Tragically Hip of Australia. They were like 100 years ago. But yeah, Eddie Current's Suppression, they're pretty good.
Like middle of last decade.
Very middle. That was like, I think it's all because of GT. I think GT, that's like the main band, and then there's a bunch of other stuff. I'm not like super into it. I find now if I see a band is from Australia on Bandcamp, I'm like, oh, shoot. Like, I kind of wish they were from somewhere else.
I don't know. I like some of the stuff.
Yeah, it's not bad. Yeah. It's not bad. But it's just become a thing. And anyway, let's move on. Fugitive Bubble. They're from Olympia, Washington. They have a new record out. Actually, they have a new record out right now. I don't like them singing. They're one of the bands that as soon as they start singing, I move on. I gotta stop being so critical. This is why I make stuff at home, guys. Like, seriously. I can organize my thoughts, you know? Chris is going to do a show. Are you going to do a show, Chris?
We'll see.
I'm really excited. I saw he has like a whole playlist on his phone. There's some good stuff on there. You'll have to take the MJ Lenderman song out because that was on here.
Find a new one.
You can put a different MJ Lenderman
new
song
stuff.
On.
I mean, literally that list is like from...
That's from a little while ago.
I mean, like I've been working on it off and on for the past three
It's going to be the most well thought out show in the history of this program.
Easily. The station.
Quite possibly the universe. So look forward to that. So I'll just run through this quickly. After that was No Age, later No Age, and then B-Boys off of Doodoo, and then Lomelli, and then Dimwit. So that's basically it. I'm going to try and squeeze in three more, some bangers. And up next is the Art Show. Unless it's Thursday, it is the Blurred Crusaders up next. Chris, do you have anything else to say?
Yeah, we're talking about some stuff.
What about don't forget about the Listener Appreciation Week, May 1st to 7th, and definitely on May 6th is the FM party that is coming up at Cafe Nervosa. No, Schizophrenia Grill? What's it called?
It's called Mood Swing.
Mood Swing. I'm having a hard time figuring that one out. So that's coming up at Mood Swing in New Westminster, 655 Front Street, 6 p.m. Saturday the 6th of May. So definitely make that part of your plans. Anyway, have a great weekend, and thanks for listening.
iVerse.